Once again, welcome to Sisters Place Entertainment Blog. We have our author showcase today with Deborah Mello. Welcome, Deborah, to our author showcase.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So tell us about Playing for Keeps, your latest novel.
Playing for Keeps is the second book in my Sultry Southern Nights series, and the Sultry Southern Nights series follows two fraternity brothers. Playing for Keeps is Malcolm Cobb's story, and Malcolm is a man who has gotten past his demons, is living the good life, raising two teenage daughters on his own. And he gets thrown a few curves that throw him off his game.
Okay. Sounds good. So what inspired you to write Playing for Keeps? I understand you said it's part of a series. So what inspired that?
The series was inspired, I'm a big music fan. Music finds its way into all of my stories. And I was on a jazz kick and decided that I wanted to do a series about a jazz club. And once the characters started talking to me, the stories themselves just kind of took on a life of their own.
Okay. How did you choose your title?
The name of the jazz club in the story is The Playground. And my editor and I, we were playing around with titles, and it just kind of worked to jump off of that. So the first book in the series is Playing with Fire, and the second one is Playing for Keeps.
Okay, great. So as an author, what is the one thing that you struggle with when it comes to writing, and how do you overcome it?
Good question. I don't know that there's any one thing specific. I'm what's called a pantser when it comes to my writing. I don't plot. I don't know the ending before the story starts. The characters really speak to me, and I try to get to know who they are as individuals, and I allow them to tell me what it is they want everyone else to know. I often say that I'm a conduit for something bigger than myself, and that's how most of my books come into being.
Okay. So who are three of your favorite authors and why?
Three of my favorite authors. I'm a big fan of Beverly Jenkins. She was probably one of the first romance authors that I ever read. Loved her style. And then when I met her, she's just such a beautiful spirit, and that spirit carries over into her writings. Another one of my favorites is Walter Mosley. I'm a big Walter Mosley fan. Just love the dynamics of his stories, his diversity, the depth that he puts into characters. And thirdly, I don't know if anyone has that spot. I read a lot, so typically I would say it's whoever I happen to be reading in the moment.
Okay. Sounds good. Another question for you. What advice do you have for aspiring writers?
You have to love it. I tell young people that if you're writing because you hope to get that big cash advance and make millions of dollars, then you're writing for the wrong reasons. Not all authors are going to enjoy that type of grandeur. You truly have to love the beauty of the written word. You have to love being able to manipulate those 26 letters of the alphabet into something grand. You just have to love what you do and then just do it. Step out on faith and just write.
Absolutely. I love that. So where can our audience learn more about you?
I'm sorry?
I said, where can our audience learn more about you?
I have my blog site. It's deborahmello.blogspot.com, and I'm all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. All they have to do is Google my name, and I'm there somewhere.
Well, thank you. That is all my questions.